Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A beloved local watering hole is closing after more than a half century of being a staple in De Pere. The owner of the Abbey Bar posted on Facebook this week that the popular St. Norbert College Community Bar will be closing its doors. Owner Kerry Connard says he took the bar over from his father, who started the business with a partner in 1974. Connard plans a farewell celebration next weekend, June 12th and 13th. He says everything in the Abbey will be auctioned off online. Plans are already underway for a $1.5 million renovation of the site. The One Barrel Brewing Company has plans for a craft brewery, tap room, and restaurant at the Reed Street property. The owner of a Minocqua brewery, who recently promised free beer upon the death of President Donald Trump, didn't get enough support to run for Wisconsin governor. State records show Kurt Bangstad did not submit enough valid signatures to appear on the ballot. Bangstad launched his campaign after being interviewed by the FBI regarding a social media post he made after a gunman tried to assassinate the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last month. Bangstad fell short about 500 signatures of the required 2,000 valid signatures to be approved for the ballot, according to a tally by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Bangstad has until this Sunday to appeal the decision. The beautiful weather we've been having this week has increased fire danger across our state. The Wisconsin DNR boosted the fire danger to very high in the southern part of our state, with expected high winds tomorrow fueling the risk. Brown County will not have a moratorium on a proposed data center coming to the area, at least for now. Local residents packed the room and hallways at Tuesday night's county board meeting, voicing opposition to data centers in the area. Board members say despite those concerns, Wisconsin law does not allow a county-level moratorium on large-scale projects. County leaders encouraged people to go to their local municipalities and contact state lawmakers. Under Wisconsin law, towns, villages, and cities control their own zoning laws, but many counties, including Brown County, do not have county-wide zoning authority. About a dozen cats and kittens were left inside a hot car at a local park-and-ride location this week on the hottest day of the year so far. An Outagamie County crew found the felines during a routine mowing job. A seasonal worker spotted the kittens in what appeared to be an abandoned van at the Little Chute Park-and-Ride on County Road N. Workers say all four tires on the van were flat, the axle appeared to be broken, and all the windows were sealed. They say at least 10 of the cats were motionless inside the hot car. Sheriff's deputies came and helped the team rescue the cats. Officers say the van had been marked as abandoned for a week. Authorities say temperatures inside a car can reach well over 140 degrees in just an hour. The rescued cats were taken to the Fox Valley Humane Association. Governor Tony Evers declared yesterday National Heat Awareness Day, reminding people of the dangers of leaving children or pets in cars and other safety tips in hot weather. The National Weather Service says temperatures will continue to climb this week until expected thunderstorms come through tomorrow night. Details coming up in the forecast. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Major concerns about housing, healthcare, transportation, and social isolation are mounting for seniors across Wisconsin, and they're calling on lawmakers to act. That's according to a grassroots coalition coined as the Senior Empowerment Project. Volunteer Marge Rogenbach says they're seeing a consistent theme across both urban and rural communities. Many older adults lack the resources to age in place.
People would like to stay in their homes. That's not always feasible. We don't have enough staff for our nursing homes, so I don't know how we can possibly have enough staff that are helping people stay in their homes when they need help. But it is a priority.
Rogenbach says many are also worried about being able to keep up with property taxes and maintenance for their homes. The group's planning an event in Baraboo in July to advocate for funding. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says the company's new data center in Wisconsin is a model for reducing impact on the environment. Speaking at Microsoft Build 2026, Nadella says their Racine County facility will only use the same amount of water as a single restaurant would over the course of a year. Pizza Hut is bringing back a dining experience familiar to many 80s babies nationwide. Over 150 locations owned by Yum! Brands are being remodeled to reflect the chain's 1990s dining room aesthetic. The retro dining rooms are coming to a handful of Wisconsin Pizza Huts, including those in Rice Lake, Black River Falls, and Platteville. And the DNR is asking for public input as it updates its list of Great Lakes beaches ahead of the summer season. The DNR reviews the beach list each year to help determine which beaches receive water quality monitoring. Officials say the monitoring program helps local health departments test for elevated E. coli bacteria levels and notify the public if water conditions become unsafe. More information and proposed beach list updates are available on the DNR website. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Giants wrapping up their four-game series in Milwaukee today. The crew losing last night 1-0, despite a solid showing from Brewers lefty Robert Gasser trying to get a spot in the starting rotation.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. At the end of the day, you know, you gotta put up results, and you know, the team's here to win games. Obviously, tonight was a tough one, but I feel like, again, that was a right step in the right direction. So hopefully keep stacking some games and keep pounding the zone and limiting walks.
NFL interceptions dropped off last season for the Packers defense in 2025. What will it take to get more picks in 2026?
Yeah, you got to seek the ball, man. I mean, it's so important to name the game after that. So you really got to seek the football. Your mind got to be on the football at all times. You know, you got to dream about it. You got to sleep with it. You got to smell it. It's all types of stuff. Like, the ball got to be on your mind all the time.
That's Packers safety Javon Bullard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and quite warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, showers becoming likely late, lows in the mid 60s. On Friday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well, with highs in the low to mid 80s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.